Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Chad Moutre being back on the show. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years now. As a member of our Brain Trust, he is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, former chief economist for the Small Business Administration, the U.S. SBA, and he's been a good friend of ours for a long time. Chad Moutre, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show, and hopefully we have positive things to talk about with regard to the economy. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's going to be your assignment today, Chad. We've got your National Association of Manufacturers and Industry Week survey, and yeah. what did you guys polled? Mostly manufacturers, right?
That's right. So we've been doing this survey with Industry Week since 1997, and we just released the survey results on Monday, so you're one of the first to get it, of course.
As it should be.
And I think in general, I think the survey says two things. I think the first thing it says is that we've seen a little bit of an uptick in terms of manufacturing activity in the last couple of months, and I think you've seen that in a lot of other surveys as well. Roughly 76% of our members are positive. And it's either somewhat or very positive. There's no neutral. You've got to pick a bucket. You're either positive or negative.
Right.
And in terms of sales, we ask our members about sales expectations, and it was 2.7% growth on average over the next 12 months. In the last survey, this time it's 3.3.
Wow.
You've seen just a little bit of an uptick in almost every one of the indicators.
Let me stick this in there. This in the face of other surveys that I'm getting that are not showing this kind of results, but your guys are really looking pretty far down the road, aren't they? I mean, these aren't retailers. These are people who are talking to customers about delivery a year from now, that kind of thing, aren't they?
That's right. So it's in that good but not great category. So we're better than we were at the end of last year, which is a hard given that was the fiscal cliff.
Right.
But we're still not where we were at the beginning of 2012. So at the beginning of 2012, that same survey about sales, 4.7% growth.
And, wow.
We've peaked out maybe around 4.7 or 5, I think, historically.
So you're saying we had a surge last year
that
was going in the right direction, but now it's kind of been going in the other direction, hasn't it?
From the middle of last year on, we've really seen a lot of weakness in the manufacturing sector. So you saw a lot of the numbers kind of fall off the floor last year, particularly as we built up to the fiscal cliff. But I think even beyond that, slowing global economies, higher taxes earlier this year, sequestration, just a lot of demand in general kind of is not what it was at the beginning of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're moving a little bit in the right direction, kind of edging a little bit higher, but we still obviously can see improvement. Obviously, industrial production numbers are still not where we would like to see them. I think in general, manufacturers are cautiously optimistic about the next 6 months or year, but there still is a bit of tentativeness there, and there's still continues to be weakness, and one of the areas where we continue to see a lot of weakness is in hiring.
Yeah, Why do you think that is? Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I want you and me to delve into that a little bit later on. So I'm going to hold that question for now and let you finish your report. But I do want to come back to that. Go ahead with the hiring.
So obviously one of the things that was picked up the most was about the hiring. I mean, basically 60% of our members said that they weren't going to add workers over the next 12 months. Only 30% we're going to add at all, and I think
How many firms are represented by your in your survey? Do you know?
Well, we represent 12,000 members at
12,000,
the NEM,
right.
But 285 people responded to the survey.
But still, that's a sample though. But 12,000 employers,
Yes.
And 60%, the representative, the respondents indicated 60% are not going to hire.
Yes.
That's not good.
I mean, we've seen weak employment numbers, you know, for the last few months. I mean, we had 5 months in a row of declining manufacturing employment. We had 14,000 added in August, but that was in combination with a revision that reduced it by 14,000. So,
right.
The previous 2 months. So we really have not seen a lot of growth in the manufacturing sector in terms of employment, and this survey suggests that we're going to get more of the same moving forward, which is not is not great.
Right.
The average increase is 1.1%. Again, to the extent that employers are adding workers, they're just small increases.
We're going to come back after these messages and let Chad finish the rest of his survey, and then I want to ask. I've got some questions for him, and try to get into a little bit in the details more after these messages. 20 Tail right back with Chad Moutre, Senior Chief Economist, I should say, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.